Again, this case, if you're in Beis Din, or even outside Beis Din, the person says, you know Eidus, come with Eidus to me, and you swear falsely that you do not know Eidus, Shavuos Eidus Nehegis Ba'anoshim only with men, for Loi B'anoshim, not with ladies. For a Chaykim only for your Rochot, it means your kosher to be an aid, for Loi B'Kroiv, not the person is your brother. B'Ksherim, Loi B'Ksulim, you have to be a kosher aid, and not a Ganef, not a Poslaid. Be'en Nehegis Ela B'Rin Hoyit, this is the cloud. It's only if you otherwise could have been an aid, you're right to be an aid, and now you're swearing false that you did not know Eidus, that's the Aveir of Shavuos Eidus that you also chai b'korban. B'fnei Beis Din, v'shloi b'fnei Beis Din, m'pi yatzman. If you swear with your own mouth, then you chai, even though you swear outside Beis Din. Not only inside Beis Din, but even outside Beis Din. Or m'pi acherim, let's say only the other person is making you swear, and you still deny it, you don't say amen. You just say, I deny it, I still do not know it. Ein chayovim, ash yichvu ben bebezdin. Then you only chay if you deny it in Bezdin. But if you deny it outside Bezdin, you're potter. If you do not say the shrua itself, just the other person says the shrua, and you deny it outside Bezdin, you're potter. Give a Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Say it, let's finish. Ein chayov ma'ashiyah. Listen. Chayov ma'azodin ashkina, what's the loch here? Ve chayov ma'azodin ashvua v'yashir gosa. In Zodin Edis. In this case, Yechayim, al Zodin Ashur, you know you're making a shua false, v'yashik gosa, and you're a shaygeg in Zodin Edis. V'yeinen chayovim, and notice like this, shua seydis Yechayim v'meizid. Al Zodin Ashur means you know you're swearing false, v'yashik gosa in Zodin Edis. And also that you really knew the Edis. V'yeinen chayovim v'yashik gosa, but you're not chayim just on a shaygeg alone. Rashi, the chayovim carbon over the yard without zodin ashura. Shvanema, but here it doesn't say the word vanellum. We are shigrosim zodin edis. Shemazidin hain. We yodim loyedis. Abushagin hain ala carbon. In this case also, you chayav a carbon. That you know really you know the edis. You know you're swearing false. Just, you do not know that you chayav a carbon. Still, you chayav a carbon. Here by shvua sedis, it does not say the word vanellum, so you chayav even bemazit. What do you chayiv al zodin ashvua korban el v'yerid? If you really know Eidus, and you know you should know Eidus, just you're swearing false that I do not know Eidus, here is the chiddush even b'mezid, you chayiv a korban el v'yerid. But if you'd be a shogeg, mashma then you'd be potter. You have to know for sure that you're swearing false. If you're a mezid, then you chayiv a korban el v'yerid. Alright, stop. When you're again, Daf Lamed. Mishnah says, Shvuos Eidus. New halacha of swearing that you do not know with, you do not know Eidus. The Heges Ba'anoshim only applies to a man, V'loi B'anoshim, not to ladies. V'rachaykim only for your rochuk to the Baldin, that you're kosher to be an aid. V'loi B'kroivim, not if you're a relative. V'ksherim, only if you're kosher a person. V'loi B'psulim, not if you're a gazlin, that you're possibly Eidus. And then it repeats itself, the Mishnah, V'rin the Heges, Elabruin Lahoyin. It only applies to somebody that is fit to be an aid, and really you know the aidus. And the person says, come and say for me, you say no, and you swear you do not know the aidus. That's called a shvuos aidus. Now, b'fnei Beis Din, v'shloi b'fnei Beis Din, b'fnei atzmai. If you yourself swear, then whether you're swearing inside Beis Din or outside Beis Din, you're chayiv. Or m'pi acherim, if somebody else is mashpia you, somebody else swears for you, then ein chayovim at yichofu ben Beis Din. Then you only chayiv this korban if you kaifa, you deny it in Beis Din. But outside Beis Din you'd be potter. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Tachomer mechomer say no, bein mepi atzmai, whether you swear yourself that you do not know the edus, or bein mepi acherim, whether somebody else swears for you. Einim chayovim at shichorfu ben Beis Din. Chum say you only chayiv the special korban shvua if you kaifer deny it in Beis Din. But outside Beis Din, even though you yourself swear, still you potter. We'll see in the Gemara from Sukkim why he says this way. Now the chayovim al zodin hashvua, the chiddush is that you chayiv even bemezid and lonely bemezid. That means zodin hashvua. It means at the time when you swear, you know that really you know the edus. Just you're swearing false that you do not know the edus, then you chayiv the korban el v'yerid. V'yashik gosa im zodin edus.
also yechayiv if you're a shoygeg, meaning that you do not know yechayiv a korban, but im zodin hoedis, but you know for sure that you're a liar, that really you know the edis. Just you're swearing false that you do not know it. Just you're a shoygeg, you do not realize yechayiv a korban. In these two cases, you are chayiv a korban. But v'einam chayov ma'ashik goso. But if you're a real shoygeg, that means at the time when you swear you do not know the edis, you really think in your mind that you do not know the edis. So in this case, you're potter for the korban. It's like an honest, like Rashi says. V'echayov ma'ashik gosoi im shoygegim heim legamri kisvurim shein yoidim le'edis. They really think now they do not know the edis. Just later on they remember that they know. They're called anusim, and therefore they're potter for the korban. U'mahin chayovim, but in the case where they're amazed, where they know clearly that they're swearing false, what are they chayiv? Al zodin hashvua korban el v'yirin. Here it's the chiddush even b'meisit. Even though you know that really you know the edis, and you're swearing false when you swear that you do not know the edis, here it's the chiddush. The Rashi does not say the word v'nelam by korban shvua edis. Therefore, you chayiv only b'meisit. Nothing more says. Minan and mili. How do we know this? That the Rashi starts off that Shvua Seidis only applies to men and not to ladies. How do we know this? The Rashi says, the Noshem Suas Liedis. How do I know that a lady is possible to be an aid? The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, V'omdu Shneihu Anoshim, that two men stood up. So we darshin V'yedim Akosim Adaber. The Pasuk is talking about Eidis. Even though you could say it's talking about the Bali Dvorim, that right away it says about Asher Lehem Horiv, that it's mashma, these are the Bali Dvorim, the two people that are coming to Bezin to complain, still we dash and know, the beginning of the Pasuk, the Omdu, Shnei Anoshim, they should stand, meaning the two Eidim. And the Pasuk calls them Anoshim, men, mashma, only a man could be an Eid, and not a lady. So Mor says, no, Atoimli, you're telling me, the Eidim, that this Pasuk is talking about Eidim, or Yeinu Elab Bali Dinim, maybe it's only talking about Bali Dinim, the two people that come to Bezin, they are men and not ladies, but maybe the Eidim could even be ladies. Kishuwan, when the Pasuk says after this, Asher Lehem Horiv, the people that have the argument, Harei Baladinim Amar, that's talking about the Baladinim. If so, Homani Mekayim, what do I do at the beginning of the Pasuk that says, V'omdu Shnehu Anoshim, they're standing the two men, is B'Eidim Akosim Medaber, that the Pasuk is talking about Eidim. So it's teaching us that only Anoshim men could be an aid, and not Anoshim, not ladies. But if your heart will still bother you and tell you, maybe no, maybe it's still talking about only the Bali Dvorim, it's not talking about Edim, I'll tell you another Xerishova. Like Ne'el Makan Shnei, says here, V'yomdu Shnei Anoshim, V'ne'el Lahalim Shnei, Al Pi Shnei Edim, you must amaze. Is Ma'al Halim B'Edim, just like over there, Shnei Edim, means clearly Shnei to Edim. Is Afkan here, when the Pasuk says, V'yomdu Shnei Ho'anoshim B'Edim, that it means Edim. So that's the Chiddush, that Edim is only by men and not by ladies. Morris question, Ma'ayim Nafshech Loima, what was bothering you to say Poshid, that the Pasuk means men, and not, it means Edim, and not Bali Dvorim? The Chitayim, may you tell me, neither like Siv, since the Pasuk does not say, V'yasher Lehem Horiv, it does not say, V'yomdu Shnei Hanoshim, and then V'yasher Lehem Horiv, and then to the people that have the arguments. It does not say this. But it says rather, the omdu shnei hanoshim, asher lohem hariv. It says asher without the vav. So maybe it means the continuation that these two people, which are the Bali Dvorim, the Reuven and Shimon that's coming to complain against one another, that's what shnei hanoshim means, but not Edim. At the answer, you know, kule krova baladina mishtoi. Maybe the whole pasuk is only talking about the two Bali Dvorim and not about Edim. So you can't bring me a proof from here that Edim have to be men and not ladies. So I'll tell you, Nemakan Shnei. It says here, V'yomdu Shnei Anoshim. V'nem alahalem alpi Shnayim Edim. Says Shnei over there. Malahalem Edim. Just like over there, clearly it says Shnei Edim. Is the Afkan here also. V'yomdu Shnei Hu Anoshim means Shnei Edim. So it comes to teach us that Edim is only men and not ladies. And each is possible to be an Ed. What says Tanya? We learn like this. Tanya, Idach, another brisa says, again, the Pasuk says, V'omdu Shnei Hanoshim, that two men are standing. V'yedim HaKosu Medav, but the Pasuk is teaching us that Edim have to be men and not ladies. Toim, you're telling me the Edim is talking about Edim, or Edim, maybe not that way, El Babal Edinim. Maybe again we're talking about the Reuben and Shimon that are complaining in Berdin. Or Ma, do I tell you, V'chishnayim boyim ledin, Shloishen boyim ledin, if it's talking about the Baal Edvorim, the two people that have their arguments, so why does it only say two? It just should have said, V'yomdu Baal Edinim. Why two? Do you only have to have two people to complain? Like Tosfos says, like when you have complaints, usually everybody comes along. Anybody that has it in the deal, all the partners come to Beis Din. So it's not only two. It's shchiach to have more, three or four or five. But if we're talking about Edim, it's good. Because even though sometimes you could have three Edim, but usually they don't come. Usually once you have two Edim, that's enough. You do not bring more than two Edim. But the Baal Edinim, the people that argue, all the partners come along. So that should be a proof. We're talking about Edim, Shnei Edim, and not partners. Now the Gemara says still, V'yim nafshech loim, if your heart will bother you to say not like this, that maybe the person is talking about the Baal Edinim, the complainers. Ne'amakan, it says here again, Shnei, V'yomdu Shnei Hanoshim. The Ne'amalan says over there, Shnei Api Shnei Edim. Ma'alahalan V'yedim, Afkan V'yedim. That's the proof. Here also we're talking about Edim, to teach us men and not ladies. For the more again, Mayim Nafshech Loim, what is bothering you to say so much that it's talking about the Baal Edvorim? We just explained that since it says two, that's Edim, because usually Baal Edvorim are more than two. Verse says, no, the Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, the Taveya Venituba Komishtoi Kroor. When the Pasuk says Shnei Anoshim, it doesn't only mean two. It's talking about two different parties. Like there's the parties of the Taveya, the one that's asking for the money, and there's the party of the Nitva, the one that's being asked for the money. But true, each party could have 5 and 10 people with them. Just means there are two types of people coming to Beis Din. There's the Taveya, the one that's complaining, you owe me the money, and there's the Nitva, the one that has to pay. But maybe the post is talking about the Baal Edvorim and not Edim. Therefore, Nemakan Shnei, V'Nemalhalan Shnei, Ma'alahalan V'Edim, Avkan V'Edim. Tanyidach, another price says like this. Again, the post says, V'Omdu Shnei Hanoshim, that two people are standing, two men. So again, V'Edim Akosim Adar, it's talking about Edim to teach us two men. Toim, you're telling me V'Edim, or Yainim, maybe not that way, Baal Edinim. Maybe the post is talking about the complainers, that there are two of them. But not that Edim has to be men. Or Ma, do I tell you? Is it just that men come to complain and not ladies? Sometimes there's a din Torah with ladies also. So if the pasuk means the Omdu Shnei Anoshim means the Baal Edinim, the complainers themselves, what does it say to men? You could have ladies coming also. So that should be a proof. We're talking about Edim. So that's halacha then, that Edim is only by men and not by ladies. The more the price says no, but the yim nafshech loim, if your heart could bother you to say maybe not like this, that still maybe the pasuk is talking about the Baal Edinim, ne'amakan shnei, ne'amalalan shnei, malahalan v'yedim, afkan v'yedim. Now, my yim nafshech loim, what was bothering you to say that the pasuk here means Edim? It says men. If it meant the Baal Edinim, why men, ladies also? I'll let you know, the chit tema, maybe you could tell me, isha lav urcha. It's not a normal for a lady to come to Beis Din. You know why? Mishum kol kvoido bas melech prima. It's more covered for a lady to stay at home, to be prima, to be inside. And therefore, if she would have a din Torah, she would give it over to her husband. She would let her husband go to Beis Din. She would make a shliach to go for her, but it's not so shliach for Nisha to go. So maybe shneya nosha means the complainers, the Baal Edvorim. Why does it say men? Because usually men come to Beis Din, not ladies. But maybe it's not talking about Edim. So again, Ne'amakan Shnei, V'Ne'amalalan Shnei, Ma'alahalan V'Edim, Afkan V'Edim. We need a special Gzera Shavo that is talking about the Yom Du Shnei Anoshim, about Edim, and it's come to teach us that Edim is only through men and not through ladies. Turn around, Rabbi, we're like this. Again, the Pasuk says, V'Yom Du Shnei Anoshim. So, mitzvah lebale dinim sheyamdu. Mashmi, even though before we darshan is talking about Edim, but it's also applying to the bale dinim. But the book says, v'yomdu shnei hanoshim asher lehem horiv. So the pshutai would be mashmi, it is talking about the bale dvorim. So even though we darshan is talking about Edim, but we could also learn out halachis to the bale dinim. That means when it comes to Beis Din, the two complainers, the two people, there's a mitzvah for Beis Din to make them stand. mitzvah lebaladinim sheyamdu. That's the Tanakhama. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Shemati, I heard, Shim rotzu lohishiv eshneyem moshivim. It's not a mitzvah badapka to make them stand. If Bezdin wants to, they could have the two baladvarim sit down. But Ezeyu Isser, what is also to do? It's only also shloye echod oimed v'yechod yoshiv. That's also. You cannot give like covet to one and not to the other. You can't have one baladin stand up and one sit down. That's not nice. Or else echod medabekot sorkoi. One, you give him the floor to talk as long as he wants. V'yechod oimed, the second one, you tell him, listen, oimaloi kitzad avrecha. We don't want to hear too much for you. Say it fast. Say short. That you can't do. You can't show favoritism one to the other. That's what's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if Bezdin wants to have both of them sit down, call out covered, Bezdin's allowed to make them sit down. That's halacha. Bezdin wants to, Bezdin can let them sit down. Turn around, Rabbanim, with Ashkenazim did. The pasuk says, B'tzedek tishpat amisecha. Supposed to judge your nation, B'tzedek. So it means, Shlo yei echad yoshev, V'yechad oimid, again, you have to do B'tzedek, righteous, to both of them. You cannot have one baladover stand and one sit down. You're not act showing righteous till you make the one you make him stand. Echad medabekot sorkoi v'yechad oimel lo kitzar devarecha. You cannot do this. So even though before, So we dash in this from this pasuk b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. Devarecha. We'll soon see. We learn a lot of things in this pasuk. Devarecha. Another pshat b'tzedek tishpat amisecha means. Have they done as chaver lekaschus? So Rashi says, "As lav dafka in Bezdin, like the Mishnah novice, any person that you see your friend do something that to you it looks like he's doing something wrong, but you're not sure that he's doing it wrong. So do not be done on lekaschus. If it's lekav choyf, I mean, be done on lekaschus. If it's possible at all that maybe he's doing the right thing, just looks wrong to you, be done on lekaschus. Maybe he has a reason why he's not coming now, why he's leaving." So be done on the kaschus. That's b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. Lav dafka in Bezdin, no one person to his friend. Tony, we learned, Rabbi Yosef, that the pasuk b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, it means like this, am shitcha b'torah v'mitzvos. Means a person that's a Talmud Chacham, somebody that's with you, in Torah mitzvos, hishtadu l'doinu yofa yofa. Try and be done him nicely. What does that mean? We'll soon see. It means that take his psak first. When two people come to you together, two different parties, come to the Dayan, so the Dayan notices that one's a Talmud Chacham, he's supposed to take his case first.
Isn't any of the
shying? Well, soon see the cases. The case is now, Rav Ula, braid the Rav Ula, hevel edina kaim the Rav Nachman. He wants to go to a din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. So, shalach lai Rav Yosef sent the message to Rav Nachman, you should know, Ula chavreinu, Omis Batur B'mitzvahs. Our Chaber Ula, that you're taking a case with him now, you know he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's strong in Torah Mitzvahs. So Omas, Rav Nachman Gerangi, said back to him, Lemai Shalachli, what are you telling me this for? Lechanufilei, I should be a Chanifus to him. Should I some act nice to him? I'm not allowed to. So he said, no. Hodrom, he said like this, Lemishrei B'tigrei. What I meant to say is, take his case first before the next one's case. That you're allowed to do. So look at Tosis. Tosis says, the Mishloi Tagrin, Kishabo Shnei Dina Bavasachas. If two different din Torahs come at the same time, then you're allowed to choose the Talmud Chacham. Because the Yim Bo Din Echa Tchila, because if one case would come first, and then the Talmud Chacham, Sorach Lag Dimai, you have to take the first one first, because the Arminim is an Edrin. Kikotli Kugadu Tishmon. You have to listen to a small one, a big one. It means whoever comes first, we take him. Inami Tosis says, no. I say the kavod haTorah odif, even though there's a mitzvah says of Eistois to take the first one, but if the second one coming is a Talmud Chacham, there's a mitzvah kavod Torah, that's odif. Therefore, if you do not start yet, the first one's din Torah, you're allowed to push him away and take the second one of the din Torah of the Talmud Chacham. I say the kavod haTorah.